Chapter 2, A Plan for Revenge. Act 2, Scene 1.
Titania and Oberon, the queen and king of the fairies, are in the wood near Athens with their court. It's late afternoon. Puck and a fairy meet in a clearing of the wood under an old big tree.
Hello, spirit. Where are you going?
I'm going everywhere, flying up the hill and down the valley to serve the fairy queen. Queen Titania, all her fairies and elves are coming here tonight.
Are you sure? My King Oberon is coming here tonight. Keep your queen away. Oberon is angry with her. Ha ha ha.
Angry?
There's a lovely child in her court, and he is all her joy. Oberon is jealous and wants the child in his service, so they keep quarrelling. Ha 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 ha.
Ah, I know you. You are that tricky spirit that frightens the girls in the village.
You're right. I am that merry vagabond of the night. Shh, go away now. Oberon is coming.
Oberon with his train, and Titania with hers, enter the clearing. The clash is imminent.
This is not a happy meeting.
Ha! I refuse the company of a jealous husband.
Obstinate creature. Am I not your lord?
But why are you back from India? To wish joy to your Amazon love?
Shame on you, Titania. How can you speak so? I know that you love Theseus.
It's false. You're jealous. You're ruining our feast with your quarrel.
The queen begins to list all the troubles that she and Oberon cause in nature when they quarrel. Winds stop piping for us and lift fogs from the seas. Clouds drop rains that fill the rivers and flood the fields. Frost ruins the delicate petals of the rose. The spring, the summer, the rich autumn and the cold winter change, and the world is confused.
You have the power to change things. Give me the boy.
Never. His mother was my dear friend. Before she died, I promised to bring her boy up as mine.
Oberon realizes he cannot convince Titania to give him the boy.
How long are you going to stay in this wood?
Until after Theseus' wedding. If you promise that you're not going to quarrel, you can stay.
Give me the boy, and I'll stay with you.
Never. Fairies, follow me. I don't want to quarrel with Oberon again.
Oberon decides to torment Titania for her insult, and calls Puck.
Come here, my gentle Puck. Do you know the flower that girls call love in idleness?
I do.
When you put its juice on sleeping mortals' eyes, they fall madly in love with the first living creature they see.
Then go and pick it. I'll use it for Titania when she's asleep.
Don't worry. I'll be quick.
Sometime later, Demetrius and Helena arrive in the clearing. Demetrius is angry. Helena continues to follow him, and he cannot find Hermia.
Stop following me! Go away!
I can't! You attract me like a magnet!
Please, stop! I don't love you. Hermia is my sweetheart.
Demetrius, I can't stop loving you. I'm your spaniel. Kick me, starve me, but let me follow you.
You are mad. Don't follow me, or I'll punish you.
I'll follow him. I'm not afraid to die if he kills me.
Oberon hears their conversation and is sorry for the girl.
Don't worry, sweet Helena. Before he leaves this wood, you'll reject him, and he'll be crazy about you.